Welcome to our podcast series, which we have recorded for the Erasmus Plus Days 2020. We at the International Office at the Vienna University of Economics and Business conducted several interviews. In this episode, we meet Victoria Luise Kastner, who will tell us more about her semester abroad.
Victoria, you have spent a semester abroad at the Universidad de Salamanca in Spain. Why did you choose Salamanca as a destination?
I went to Salamanca in school with my Spanish class and I just absolutely loved it. I loved the architecture and the buildings and I was only 16 by then. So I felt like if I liked it at that young age, I will probably enjoy studying there a lot. And I heard a lot about it being a great city for studying. So I put it at my first priority and that was the best choice.
How did you benefit from the Erasmus Plus exchange?
Of course, I benefited on a language level. I improved my language skills and I did gain a lot of independence. And of course, I made so many new friends. I met people from Greece, from Italy, which I am still in contact with, from Finland, from Germany. And that was for me the biggest benefit.
Did you choose Spanish or English taught courses?
There were only Spanish talking courses, which was of course very hard at the beginning. But I was only there for 6 weeks due to COVID, but I already improved my Spanish a lot. And I think if you spend the whole 5 months there, it's an incredible chance to improve your English, your Spanish skills.
So you already mentioned COVID-19. Could you tell us about your personal highlights during your exchange? And how did you deal with the COVID situation?
So I think my personal highlight was, of course, the going out part, which is huge in Salamanca because it's a very small city. So you can go everywhere and it's everything within walking distance. You can hop from bar to bar. Everything is extremely cheap in Salamanca, which is great. And you can just meet up with your friends and then go out and go from bar to bar. That was probably my biggest highlight. And I have to say that I did not have to deal with COVID in a certain way because I left with my friends right after kind of like the outbreak because the Spanish people or the Spanish government didn't do anything for a very long time. But as soon as they did, they closed everything. So on the day I left, there were police officers everywhere talking to us that we cannot leave and we cannot be on the streets because everyone had to stay inside. But that was the day I left, so I didn't quite have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Did the university switch to distance courses?
Yes, they did. And I completed the courses. So I was at home in Upper Austria and I did stay in contact with my professors and we did it over Zoom. So I did finish my courses, but it was, I have to say, quite hard because if it's not your mother tongue and you have to do it over Zoom, it's a lot more difficult than it is in person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you manage to stay connected with the people you have met in Salamanca?
With my friends?
Yes.
Yes, I did stay in contact with them. My kind of like my best friend is from Greece and we still text and have FaceTime calls. And she is coming to visit. And I think that's, as I already mentioned, the biggest benefit.
Will you apply for another exchange in the future?
Probably not, even though it's a great program. But I stayed in the States for a year and I stayed in Spain. And those two cities are kind of like have a huge place in my heart and I don't want to like overdo it. So I want to keep those very close and in my heart and I just want to have the memory of that. So I will probably not apply for another one.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us about your experience?
I would do it the exact same way. So I would totally go to Salamanca again and I can just recommend it to everyone. It's a very small city and you don't know a lot about it, but it has so many opportunities. It is such a beautiful city. The language they speak, it's very pure and very like a nice Spanish, if that makes sense. And the people there are very open. They are very open-minded and open-hearted and you can make friends so easily. It's a huge city for students, so there really are students from all over the world, and they're in the same situation as you are, because of course Erasmus does exist in the States, for example, as well, in like another way, and they all are in the same situation, and you can connect with them and you can talk about any topic with them, so that's really a great thing.
What did you like best about the university?
What I probably liked best is that it is very different to our university, so to WU, because it's more like in a class style. So there are 25 to 30 people in a class and they do every course together. So it's more structured and you have your people and they go with you the whole day. And what I also loved is the campus there, because it's huge and it has a very big outdoor area, so you can have your lunch or you can go to the cafeteria or there is a bakery and you can get something to eat or coffee and just sit. And a lot of Spanish students just sit in the grass or lay in the grass, and that's a very cool atmosphere, I think.
Is there a course at the university you would recommend to other WU students?
There was a course that was called Economía de la Unión Europea. So I learned a lot about the European Union, which we do not really have here. It was kind of like from the basics. It was very easy, I have to say, and it was very exciting, and the professor was awesome. He spent some time in Austria, so he spoke a little German, and that made it even more special. But I learned a lot about the European Union in specifics, and especially now in like COVID times, it's funny to look back at what we learned, at what I read in the news, and to like connect that. That is a very, very interesting course, and I would recommend that.
Victoria, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me. It was really nice to talk about Salamanca, as I really love it.